Update January 29 at 6:40 a.m. Greater Sudbury police say they've continued to search throughout the night for missing person Michael Vignini, and he has not yet been located. He was driving a black 2021 Ram 1500 truck, Ontario license plate BK22178. Police ask that people be vigilant in looking for the above vehicle, as he is believed to be with the vehicle. Greater Sudbury police are continuing efforts to locate him. Police are urging anyone with information on his whereabouts to contact police at 705-675-9171, as there are concerns for his well-being. Update at 6:19 p.m. January 28. At approximately 6:10 p.m. on January 28, Greater Sudbury Police Service issued a tweet that they'd yet to locate missing person Michael Vignini, despite searching throughout the day. The search is focused on the McCharles Lake Road area and any new information police receive. Anyone with information is asked to phone police at 705-675-9171. Update at 3:56 p.m. January 28. On Sunday afternoon, Mayor Paul Lefebvre issued a statement on Vignini's disappearance, noting, "We are all extremely worried about him, and that he knows GSPS is taking every action to locate him." Original story. Michael Vignini, a member of Greater Sudbury City Council, has been reported missing. Greater Sudbury Police Service issued a media release at approximately noon on Sunday indicating he is considered missing. They'd responded to a missing person incident within the city of Greater Sudbury during the evening of January 27, and continue to investigate the incident. Vignini, the city council member for Ward 2, is described as 62 years of age, male, white, 5 feet and 11 inches tall, 260 pounds, black short hair, in shaven face. He was last seen wearing a bright yellow hooded sweater, green pants and black running shoes. He was driving a black 2021 Ram 1500 truck, Ontario license plate BK22178. Michael Vignini's truck, which GSPS is asking people to keep an eye out for. Image. Facebook. He was last observed in the area of RR55 and McCharles Lake Road. Vignini requires medications, but has none with him, according to the media release, which notes, as a result, he may appear confused or disoriented. Family and police report being concerned for his well-being. Vignini's intended destination and whereabouts are unknown. Members of the public are asked to be on the lookout for Vignini and the vehicle. Anyone with information related to this incident can contact police at 705-675-9171. The Sudbury Freedom Convoy posted an image of Vignini on Facebook on Saturday from their weekly protest outside of Bell Park, in which he was wearing the yellow hooded sweater described by police. Michael Vignini is pictured with members of the local Freedom Convoy movement outside of Bell Park on Saturday, wearing the yellow sweater he was described by Greater Sudbury Police Service as last being seen in. Image. Sudbury Freedom Convoy. On Friday, Vignini posted on Facebook that he was looking to purchase a fire truck and water rescue craft, which he planned on donating to the Beaver Lake area. His announcement confused members of the Grassroots Beaver Lake Fire Services Committee, who had not been consulted. Beaver Lake already has a fire truck, and the committee is currently working to recruit enough volunteer firefighters to keep their emergency services station open. Sudbury.com reached out to Vignini by phone on Saturday, but a voice on his answering machine said he is currently unavailable and is on disability due to some recent health issues. Missing. Michael Vignini, 62 years. Male, 5 feet 11, 260 pounds, short black hair, in shaven. Wearing yellow hoodie, green pants. Driving black Ram truck, BK22178. Pass taillight broken. Last seen yesterday eve, RR55 at McCharles LK Road. family, police are concerned for his well-being. pic.twitter.com/theb4w3uke4 Sudbury Police, at Sudbury Police, January 28, 2024.